And today is the last in the schedule of the all-day group practice. It's beginning period of the winter retreat, and from tomorrow the schedule changes to having an open schedule in the morning, group practice, afternoon and evenings. Maybe if we felt a sense of containment or pressure, difficulty with so much group practice, compelled to be up very early in the morning, joining with everybody else, perhaps there's the feeling of, oh, great, more space. It's easy for the mind to look forward. Over there, there's the good stuff. This is natural, ordinary for the mind to think in this way. Over there, that's the good stuff. Something better, something different, something more real, something promising, over there. And as long as the mind believes in that, then what's here gets overlooked. But the Dhamma is here and now, not over there. The Dhamma is akaliko, timeless, sanditiko, apparent here and now. So as long as the mind is creating an imagined future and getting interested in that idea, it's missing the reality of what is present. Through dwelling on the idea of what's about to come, we miss what's real. We miss the reality in order to fill the mind with a fantasy. Lumbo Cha used to say, a samana, a religious seeker, is one who has no future. A samana is one who has no future. So on the worldly level, that's a disaster. No future. But on the spiritual level, it's a perfect realization. Of course, the Dhamma is here and now. The more the mind creates ideas about the future, fixates on those ideas, the more it creates the causes of becoming, bhava tanha, which is the cause of dukkha, more suffering. So when we take a simple phrase like a samana is one who has no future, that shocks or frightens the conditioned mind, the habits of self-centered thinking. But the heart just says, yes, of course. Ah, no future. Sanditiko akaliko, ehipasiko. Apparent here and now, timeless. Encouraging investigation. Therefore, as the retreat schedule changes, this is an ideal opportunity to look at that in the mind which leans into the imagined future. Look at that. And develop the quality of surrender, letting go of the imagined future to open to the Dhamma, the absolute reality of what is here and now. free of conditioning, free of confusion, free of identification. That absolute reality, the Satchitdhamma, is here and now. How could it be anywhere else? Any other time than now? A useful way of supporting this as a reflection is to consider, each moment is our last moment. When the Buddha was asked, how long is a human lifespan? He defined it as the time it takes to go from the beginning to the end of an in-breath or the beginning to the end of an out-breath. That's how long we can reasonably expect to live. One inhalation, one exhalation. The rest is supposition. We don't know. So to develop this reflection on ending of becoming, letting go of bhava tanha, is to consider, if this is my last breath, what do I want my mind to be dwelling upon? If this is my last breath, what does it say about my list of things to do? If this is my last breath, what am I carrying around? My resentments, my longings, my regrets, my cherished memories. What am I carrying? If this is the last breath, what is there to hold on to? What is there that's unfinished? How could the Dhamma be unfinished? How could nature be incomplete? It's impossible. It has no meaning. Our plans can be incomplete, our manuscripts, our list of things to do. If this is the last breath, you don't need to go to the dentist. You don't need to do that dusting. You don't need to be carrying anything, identifying with anything. As it says in the scriptures, bhava nirodho nibbanam. Nibbana is the cessation of becoming. And when we see that becoming tendency, the mind trying to create the future, and then going off to try and live in it, to inhabit this imagined future, when that's let go of, rather than there being a sense of loss, like, oh, I did have a future and now I've lost it, to look, to explore. Has anything really been lost? What's here? Bhava nirodho nibbanam. Nibbana is the cessation of becoming. So when the heart sees that it has no future, lets go of that desire to become, what's realized is nibbana, true peacefulness, freedom. the habits of self-view, self-centered thinking, might feel wounded or frustrated. But that is simply a feeling, a mood, a mental formation known in the present moment. Or during the day, you see those urges of becoming, planning for tomorrow, looking forward to a change, maybe solo retreat time. To see that, to know that, becoming urge, bhava tanha. To see that, know that. Let it be relinquished. The wisdom faculty sees that, knows that. And the response of the heart is to let go. And then when the letting go has happened, notice what's here. When that imagined future has been dropped, seen through, what's present? It's peacefulness, purity, spaciousness. Freedom. Bhava nirodho nibbanam. When the becoming stops, what is present is peacefulness. It's as simple as that. But usually what happens is that when one particular pattern of becoming is dropped, even as we drop it with our left hand, the right hand is picking up something else, creating another plan, an identity, a me who's doing something, getting somewhere. Undefined being is very uncomfortable to the ego. As we let go with one hand, the other hand grasps. We let go with the second hand, and the first one picks something else up. These are strong, deeply rooted tendencies. But, like any kind of addiction, they can be let go of because they're not our true nature. All dependencies, all addictions, are acquired. They're not who and what we are. So it takes patience, persistence. Or when one pattern of becoming is dropped, is let go of, consciously sustain the attention on that spacious quality, undefined being. The mind awake, knowing, not being anything, not even creating an idea about. Nothing. No need to fill the space with anything. No thing. It's leaving the space open and let it be known. Fully taken into the heart, imbibed. This is the realizing of dukkha nirodha, satchikata bhanti. Dukkha nirodha is to be realized. When the dukkha stops, notice what is present. Notice what that's like. Because if that isn't realized or made conscious, the habit of mind will be just to chase after the next thing to get interested in, to be following, running away from, having an opinion about, arguing with. Another birth. So when the dukkha stops, when the clinging, grasping stops, The test is to sustain the attention on that open, non-personal, peaceful spaciousness. Being Dhamma. Leaving it open. Knowing it. Being that. And then when other identities pop up and get formed, notice that. The mind grasping another plan or a hope or a problem. Oh, another birth. Look, there it goes. That which sees birth is not being born. That which knows grasping, which sees grasping, feels it, is not grasping. Leaving that spacious, open quality of mind as it is, letting that be fully known, fully realized. Let that speak for itself, let that realization have its own effect. We don't have to tell ourselves, oh, this is a good thing. Or, now I'm really getting places. Or, how can I hang on to this? All that thinking and self-creating just clutters the picture up. Let's keep letting go, emptying. Seeing the transparency of all things, all formations. Leaving it open. Let the heart be at peace, awake, knowing, free. Let that have its own effect. You don't have to write a commentary about it. Remember it. Do anything with it. Just let it have its own effect. Let the heart fully know its own nature. Letting the Dhamma know its own nature, right here. That has its own result. That has its own natural consequences. Leave it at that. Nothing more needs to be added. Nothing needs to be done.